Well, I've been inspired with some scriptures. I'd like to share them with us this morning. I'd like to look in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Isaiah 43 and verse 1. It says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." I just was encouraged with these verses that the Lord knows He's created us, He's formed us. And in this second verse, He said, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Now this scripture to me is, waters different times in the scripture is symbolic of trouble. One place it talked about, "All thy billows, all thy ways have gone over me." Fire is also symbolic of trial. Peter talks about the fiery trial, which is to try you. So the Lord is not saying that we won't go through the water, but He's saying, "I'm going to be with you. I'm going to help you. If you go through the difficulties, the fires, I'll be with you. I'll help you." He'll be with us. He said, "Thou art mine." I want to talk a little bit this morning about the keeping power of God. I've been inspired with that. Very encouraged with that. The keeping power of God. The Lord is able to keep us. He never promised. He said, "In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." We'll have tribulation, we'll have trials, we're going to have hard places, we're going to pass through the waters and through the fire at times. But the Lord said, "I will be with you. The waters won't overflow you." In other words, there's a keeping place there that God will preserve and help us through all the things. And I want to share some more scriptures. I'd like to get Acts, the 12th chapter. This account of Peter is a Acts, the 12th chapter. In the first verse it says, "Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him." I don't know what quaternion is. Quarter is four. But anyway, he was well guarded, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. Isn't that wonderful? The angel just came up there and the thing just opened up. Back in those, and that's not like a little gate that you and I put on our properties. These are gates that it took men to open and close. But that thing just opened up. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go show these things unto James and to the brethren." And he departed and went into another place. You know, is anything too hard for God today? The angel there, and it's just the Lord delivered him with one angel, and just looked like it was doom and gloom. It was going to be over with for Peter. But the Lord had another plan, and the Lord delivered him. Well, I think about how God is able to keep the natural body. He's able to keep the spiritual body. He preserved Peter. He preserved him. He spared him. And I think about the scripture when Jesus was standing before Pilate. Pilate said, "Don't you know that I have the power? I have the power to release you or the power to crucify you?" And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, "You would have no power at all if it wasn't given to you from above." You know, God has He's got a buffer zone around His people. He's got a hedge. And that's brought out in the book of Job. When Satan was talking to God, he said, "Well, I can't do nothing. You got a hedge." You got a hedge about him. And the Lord took down the hedge, or he let Satan through the hedge, because then he started touching everything that Job had. But still, I want us to get this point. Still, the Lord said, "But you can't take his life." The Lord still had limits on what Satan could do. Now, sometimes God does take down the hedge. Sometimes He does allow us to be tempted. Sometimes He does allow us to go through difficult places. But He said, "The river will not overflow you. It's not going to consume you. You'll be able to make it." In other words, you'll be able to make it. So the Lord help us today to remember that God is still in control, that He has a hedge, He has a wall, He has a buffer zone, That Satan is not allowed to just do anything that he wants to do. Now, 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, if Satan was allowed to do everything he would like to do, we'd all be gone. There wouldn't be nobody here because that's his desires, to kill, steal, and destroy. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 13th verse, he says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful." I like that part. God is faithful, who will not suffer you or allow you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. So the Lord has limits. He's got His hand over His people, and He'll be with us to help us through the things in life that He allows to come through the wall, or however He does it, I'm not for sure. Sometimes He allows us to be tempted and tried, but He will not allow us to be tempted above that which we're able. He said that God is faithful. You know, the Lord today knows what we can handle and what we can't handle. He knows our strength. He knows our limitations. He knows our abilities. And He's able to, He's just got that hedge. He's got that place of protection and help. I think about one time where Paul talked about he was comforted by the coming of Titus. The Lord sent Titus to comfort Paul, lest he should have sorrow above sorrow or something to that effect. Anyway, God has ways and avenues to help us through our time of temptation and difficulty. Another scripture is Revelations, the 3rd chapter. Revelations 3. And I want to get verse 9. It says, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." Now here was a congregation, here was a place, a city that God said, "I will keep you from the hour of temptation." In other words, the Lord was going to, He had a wall about them. He had a place of protection for them. And I believe the Lord is the same today also with us. 2 Timothy, the 1st chapter, and the 12th verse, he said, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." Now, what have we committed to the Lord? I hope everything. We commit our lives to God. We commit ourselves, our spiritual life, our physical belongings, all those things are committed. They're committed to God. And he says, "I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." You know, our spiritual life, it's not just us gritting our teeth and But it's the Lord being our helper. It's Him being our keeper. He'll help us through our trials. If we'll look to Him steadfastly in faith and believe and trust in Him, these scriptures bear out that God would be with us in our temptations and our trial. He's able to keep us from going through things that are beyond us, that we're able to handle. He'll make a way for us to escape, that we might be able to bear it. God is able to make a way for us one way or another. I remember several years ago, Brother Ron Zacharias met a minister from Africa. He had just gotten here to the States not very long before, and it was right before Monarch. And anyway, he came to Monarch. Y'all remember that? He testified, and they were suffering persecution where he was at, and they were having a minister prayer meeting at his house. And they were attacked. They came in and their persecutors began to attack them. But his testimony was that there was a big curtain let down. He was in this room. There was a big curtain let down. And the men couldn't see him. They were looking for him. It's a wonderful testimony. They came into the room several times, but they never saw him when that curtain was down. Now this curtain had a message on it. The message was, "This is not unto death." That's what he saw on the curtain. It said, "This is not unto death." But as long as that curtain was down, those guys would come in the room and they couldn't see him. You believe the Lord's able to do that? Sure He is. If He's able to blind the eyes of a whole army and cut off their vision. But He said, the curtain raised. The curtain lifted up from Him. And when they came into the room again, they found Him. There He was. They cut His wrist. They cut Him up His leg. And they left Him there to bleed to death. And he had the scars. But he didn't die. There was another thing he mentioned too, and I can't remember all the details, but it was about a gate that opened up. But he was here in the U.S. telling he didn't die. He was there. And that's what the curtain said. This is not unto death. You know, the Lord, He can preserve us one way or another. You know, there when Peter, it talked about James was killed with the sword. Stephen was the martyr. You know, when Stephen looked up, he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. You know, I believe that encouraged Stephen's heart. I believe that enabled him. And it touches me to know that Jesus stood up for him. And he saw Jesus revealed himself. His eyes, his spiritual eyes were opened. Oh, sometimes if our spiritual eyes could be opened, that we could see that those that are for us are more and mightier than those that are against us. Those that are for us are more and mightier than those that are against us. If God allows us to go through trying times, He's got grace. He'll give us grace to go through. He'll be there to pour in what we don't have. And I'm not God. You know our natural prayers most of the time are deliverance. Lord, we raise them up, deliver. But whatever God it says, I will be with you. Whatever path, whatever, if He decides to just totally deliver us like He did Peter, We'll go on our way rejoicing and have a testimony. But if we're a martyr like Stephen, we can have the grace of God in our hearts, in our lives. Because of the power of God. Because of His power showering down in our hearts and our lives, the Lord can keep us in the hour of temptation and give us what we need to carry on and to go through. One scripture in closing I want to get, 1 Peter, the third chapter, I believe. No, I'm sorry, 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1 and verse 3, he said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Isn't that wonderful? We have something to look forward to. Now, verse 5, he says, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Now, this little word "kept" was a real blessing to me when I looked it up. The definition of it was to be a watcher in advance. That's wonderful. In other words, the Lord is a watcher in advance. He's watching in advance. He knows what's ahead of us. You and I, we don't know what tomorrow holds. But the Lord does. And I know many times the Lord has tried to prepare me ahead of time. He'll give verses, sometimes He gives songs, He'll give different things ahead of time because He knows what's in advance. He sees what's out in front of us. To be a watcher in advance, that wasn't all of it. To mount guard as a sentinel. Am I pronouncing that right? Sentinel? Huh? Sentinel. Okay, thank you. Sentinel. Post spies at gates to hem in, protect, to keep with the garrison. You know, that's what the Lord is. That's what this word "kept." I read those definitions. He's to be a watcher in advance. The Lord is a keeper. Lord, help us to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Now, I know Peter mentioned, he said, Peter knew that he was going to suffer martyrdom. He, in one place he said, "Even as our Lord Jesus hath showed to me." He knew his life. He said that, am I getting that mixed up with Paul? But he knew there was something, his decease was coming up. He knew it in advance. You know, the Lord is able to help us because He sees the future. He sees what's out in front of us. He knows what's there. I feel very challenged. Lord, help me to get the messages, to get the clues, the inspiration that You're wanting to get to help prepare me to face tomorrow or next month or next week. I believe the Lord does that for His people. I believe He endeavors to inspire and to help with Scriptures in advance before trouble gets there. But I'm thankful today that God has promised never to leave us or forsake us. I believe there's an invisible wall of protection, of power that God has around us, and not anything can come through that wall. It just bounces off. Now, I didn't know Brother, the one that was a mason there in Tulsa. What was his name, Brother? Huh? Brother Barton. He married my grandmother. I heard a testimony about him that this guy on the job got mad at him and smote him, hit him, socked him in the face. But he didn't feel it. It didn't have that force. Have you ever felt that in trial? I have. I remember one time we were going through a difficulty. It was difficult, but it was like I was in this little bubble. It was like I didn't feel the real force of the storm. I believe the Lord has an invisible wall around us of help, protection, of His grace, of His mercy, of His blessing. The things that He allows us to go through, He said, I'll be with you. It's not going to overflow you. I'll make a way for you. One scripture I read talked about, I'll make a path for you in the midst of the seas. How do you get a path in the midst of a sea? Well, the Lord made one for Jonah, didn't He? He got Jonah to dry land. The Lord can help us, and I'm encouraged. Another place it talked about, it said, where sin abounded, where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. Where sin abounds, where it's on every hand, on every side, the grace of God living in our hearts abounds more. It's stronger. It's more powerful. It can keep us. That scripture, He said, who are kept by the power of God through faith into salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I'm thankful that we have the everlasting arms upholding us, strengthening us. He's there to support us in every way that we need. And the scripture said that He was faithful. God was faithful. That with a temptation He'd make a way of escape that we can bear it. God is faithful. I believe that today. That God has been faithful. And I look back over my life, I have to say that God has been faithful to me, or I wouldn't be here. He's been faithful to me. Yeah, there's been some difficult times. There's been some hard times. But God is faithful to help us through. And I trust these scriptures this morning will encourage us and help us, that we don't limit God on our humanity and our human terms, but God is so mighty, so strong, so powerful. There's nothing that He can't do to help us. And I believe He's doing everything He can to help you and I to make heaven our home.